Roman Wilson, if I said to you over under 750 receiving yards this year, what would you guys pick?
Under.
How many did Van Jefferson have last year?
Like four something, I want to say.
Van Jefferson had 283. Ugh. No, 276.
God.
Najee and Jalen Warren had more.
Donnie just put his head in his hands when he
heard
that.
Well, wait a minute, though. How many?
Isn't the comp there Robert Woods to Van Jefferson?
Well, how many do you think Calvin Austin had last year?
Under 600. I think under 500, actually.
No, I thought I was going to say like 7.
I think Calvin Austin had like between 480 and 580.
548.
Good call, Malzie.
Because I know the deal with him was a couple kind of big games and big plays where he flashed, but overall numbers that didn't quite match up with the level of like, hey, he's coming along.
They didn't have a single 1,000-yard receiver. Yeah, I liked him out of college. I liked the pick. I hate the way that his Steelers career started, and I'm not bullish. I'm not going to predict it to happen. I've got to see it before I believe it. Austin is in an interesting spot in his career. He's going into the last year of his contract. Our guy Operation Shutdown, Derek Bell on Twitter, is asking people right now, if you could sign Calvin Austin to an extension, 1 year, $10 million. So that would lock him up for 2026 at $10 million. Would you do it?
I always got to play the scales of what buys you what anymore in the NFL. My gut feeling is to say no.
Donnie, 1 year, $10 million, little Calvin Austin. Would you do that?
I'd give him one for 10.
Pony. I'm on Malzie's side. I think you should be able to find a guy like that on a tree.
I worry too much about, like, did he have the? Was that the best we saw out of him last year that he'll see in a Steelers uniform? He's also, I could say this about almost everybody, he's also an offensive weapon who I say, like, put him in the right system, and I think he could be pretty scary.
But even if it is the best, I think I could find someone on a rookie deal or a cheap deal to give me a facsimile of what he did, 36 catches and 548 yards.
Yeah, there were a couple really nice moments in there, but I don't think it was like some sort of true breakout.
ESPN today said the Steelers had the worst offseason of any team in the AFC. The Steelers swapped George Pickens and Van Jefferson for DK Metcalf and Robert Woods, which doesn't feel that much better, if at all. Well, I do think it's better. I don't think it's a lot better, but I would disagree with that. They swapped Najee Harris for Caleb Johnson, which again doesn't feel great. I would disagree with that. I don't think they're losing a ton in Najee. I'm not as high on Caleb Johnson as some others are, though. The departure of Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle looms large on offense as well.
So this feels
wrong.
This feels like a national perspective is wildly different than the local perspective.
Even if Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, I'm not convinced the offense is better than last season. And for the chance Rodgers does not join the Steelers, this team is clearly worse than in 2024. Still, as always, with a Mike Tomlin coach team, that decrease in team strength may not lead to an actual decrease in win total because, of course, Mike is going to find a way to get the most out of his team.
Also, Mike doesn't have anything to do with any of those personnel moves.
Yep.
That were described.
Mike the Miracle Worker. He'll get him to 9 or 10 wins by hook or by crook.